Hello, welcome to Thin Safety Pin Podcast number 5. The Thin Safety Pin Podcast collects the best in Creative Commons music from all over the world. We got some rockin' good stuff today. Let's start things off right now with some Beastie Boys. This one is called Now Get Busy. Thin Safety Pin Podcast number 5. That was Beastie Boys doing Now Get Busy. Beastie Boys are probably the biggest band to release a song through the Creative Commons license. And since I've been doing this podcast here, I've had tons of people ask me what the heck this Creative Commons thing is all about. I'm certainly no expert on Creative Commons, but basically what it is an alternative licensing avenue, alternative to things like ASCAP and BMI, which, whatever that means, basically licensing is how bands kind of get paid for their music if somebody covers it or somebody mixes it or whatever. And Creative Commons is kind of a way of saying, hey, we're going to do this open source, sort of like the open source software community. There are different levels of Creative Commons licenses, but an open source way of distributing music, which I think is really cool and really one of the motivations that I have for continuing doing this podcast, because I really admire the fact that these guys are just pretty much making music for the love of making music. Obviously, Beastie Boys get paid quite a bit for the music that they make, but most of the people you'll hear on the podcast, especially those that release all of their music through Creative Commons, are pretty much doing it for the love. Right now is a band, a couple of guys from Glasgow, Scotland, actually, under the name Text Adventure. This song is called If It Could Talk, It Wouldn't Say Anything. It's really cool, kind of unique and stuff, and yeah, just listen.
You sold your silence. I'm glad you kept. You kissed her. Thank you.
Thank you.
The stand-in right there, bringing the rock from New Jersey. I told you I'd bring the rock today, and I brought the rock. Did I not bring the rock? Well, there's more rock to come. More rockin' good times. I don't know. Hey, do I really know what I'm talking about? Not really. Right now, a song that doesn't so much rock as it just kind of makes you smile. Really quirky and odd, but really cool too. This is a band called the Harvey Girls. They're based out of Lawrence, Kansas, and this one is called Good Morning Bubblegum.
Given, and all are true.
Insect Pen Podcast. I don't know what possessed me to do a little Wolfman Jack action there. That was a guy by the name of Paul Jensen out of Charlotte, North Carolina, records under the name Diving Reflex. That song is called The Seeds to Be Happy. I am Bruce, your kind and gracious host here on the Thin Safety Pin Podcast. Right now I'm going to play a band called Vasco Jr. This one is My Best Mistake. Rock!
Jealousy arrested my struggle to be nice. I took her in an embrace. Imagine her in a vice. Memories are souped up. Stewarded to me. The Cinderella stories. Odds are burning her sleep.
There's a little bit more than love and sex and good. It's really quite clear. You take, you break, you make your way down there.
Bringing something probably a little bit more country than rock and roll. I have been bringing the rock, though, haven't I? Tell me I've been bringing the rock. Please, validate me. Validate me with your praise. Lavish it upon me. Dress me up in fine linens. Give me silk sheets. Okay, I'm gonna stop being creepy now. I'm gonna try my best. I kind of naturally have a little bit of creepiness to me, so... Creepo! That was, yeah, Ray O'Hara doing Hole in My Pocket. Before that, Vasco Jr., My Best Mistake. You are listening to the Thin Safety Pin podcast right now. This is a post-punk band out of Gothenburg, Sweden. I believe this is the second podcast in a row featuring music out of Gothenburg. Must be something tied to... actually, I have this... I'm going to take a little side trip right now. I have a live track of the Mountain Goats, one of my favorite bands, doing The Sign by Ace of Base. And at the beginning, he says something about a band out of Gothenburg. That's in Sweden. I've been there. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of silly sounding the way that he intros it and stuff. But I really like it. And so it probably gives me an affinity for Gothenburg. But anyway, I'm really interested to see what you guys think of this. It is not in English. So... bear with the fact that you can't understand it. You guys listen to Seer Rolls anyway. I don't know, I probably just murdered their name, but... anyway, this is Contraband. They are out of Sweden. This one is called Kamiskt Ren, or something. Failure, failure of love.
inget som verkar bra. Kvider och skakar. Så patetisk får ingen vara. Kändes rent från insikt, säger igen.
Another bit of Swedish goodness right there. That is a band called The Horror out of Stockholm, Sweden. That one is called All I Can Do. Three bands from Sweden in two podcasts. How do you like that? I am Bruce. You have been listening to the Thin Safety Pin podcast, episode number 5. If you have any feedback, as per the usual, I would love to hear from you. thinsafetypin@yahoo.com. ThinSafetyPin.com, post a message on the blog, or go to the iTunes Music Store and post a comment under the podcast listing there. Tell your friends about the podcast, and tell me if you run across any Creative Commons music that I might be interested in. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Before I forget, I heard about this story, and I'm going to go ahead and put a little link up here on the podcast, because I think that it's a really, really cool story about these people that raised some funds and bought, I believe it was 12 iPods, loaded them up with Creative Commons content, not just music, some art and like Shakespeare literature, stuff like that, and gave them to senators to as kind of a way of saying, hey, get with the times, understand that there's more to music than the business of it all, and as well as just kind of educating them on technology, because so many of the senators are so far behind, so many of those in government, I should say. But I just thought it was a really cool thing. Click on the link, read the story, and yeah. Bye-bye. Right now, a singer-songwriter out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, by the name of Tim DeSanto. This one is called Over Again. See ya.
Okay.